The nafs, the desires, and shaitan. These are two things which deviate the human being, take him off track. Every deviant person, every person who's come off the path, off the rails, off the track, from the beginning of time until the end of time, he has fallen into the trap of nafs and shaitan. These are two things that take people off the right path, nafs and shaitan. They give the wrong guidance, they deviate the person. Me, you, this person, Zayd, Bakr, since the beginning of man until the end of time, Qiyamah, they're going to carry on with this task. Nafs and shaitan. Desires, base desires, and shaitan. They don't just deviate you. They do a task, they implement a task which is more dangerous than that. More dangerous than taking you off the path. Now this discussion that we're having, it's not story and folk tales. This is islah, rectification, improvement. If something comes into mind, these are serious points that we're discussing. It's better that before death, I understand and you also understand. Allah Ta'ala is so merciful to every human being. Very merciful, extremely merciful. And Allah's mercy, we don't recognize Allah's mercy and His blessings. Me and you sitting here speaking like this, is this a minor thing? Sitting here and talking to listen to these messages, is this a minor thing? We'll realize on that day, at that time, how important this is when we have departed from this world. That's when we'll realize how important these messages are. Death will come, be too late. So think, brothers, think, this is very serious. Sitting, standing, listening, Allah's shukr. We are sat with an objective, subhanAllah. We aren't without an objective here. It may not be Allah Ta'ala don't allow that we gather together without an objective and chit-chat and have a chat. May Allah forgive us. Prevent us, protect us. That places like that where people sit and gossip, manga, chit-chat become like hell, where there's nafs and opinions and nonsense talk and lots of other factors, and you sit down and gather together. May Allah Ta'ala not allow that. Whenever you come, go to a place, think and come. Allah's mercy is on me, Allah's blessings on me. I'll learn something or other and depart from it. I'll learn something or other. That don't consider you're a big shot, big man, alim, scholar, small, left, right, nothing. Rather think it's Allah's mercy that I'm going to learn something and depart from it because I'm full of mistakes. I'm full of errors at the moment. So then listen to what I'm saying. And then the injection will pierce the right place, inshallah, if you listen attentively. So shall I restart? Two things. Nafs and shaitan. What do? To the human being? They deviate. How do they deviate him? If he's a mu'min, he'll become a non-believer. If he's a non-believer, he'll become a munafiq, a fasiq, a thief. Such qualities they'll instill to deviate that man. Who is doing this? Zayd, Bakr, no. That they come in the form of man. They can be like a friend, could be the uncle, could be the mother's brother, could be the wife, could be in the form of the child. But it's not them. Behind them are who? Who? Nafs and shaitan. End of story. End of story. They're two factors, elements. They change that person's characteristics or approach. How does he deviate? I don't pray salah. Who's influencing me? Shaitan. Nafs. Adhan is being called. I don't listen. I don't take heed. And I'm sat on the corner or stood on the corner having a chit chat. Who's deviating me? Nafs and shaitan. Allah's message we're listening to, we realize that if we don't do this, we shouldn't do this. If we do this, this is the punishment in the grave. We don't follow Allah's orders. Who's influences us? Say it loudly. Nafs and shaitan. Who else is going to deviate us? Who else? If we're consuming haram, he makes us eat haram. He says, do this action, do that action. Lie. He's feeding us haram, taking us towards sood, riba, interest, wrong things. Who is this influencing us? No one else. Just two factors. Who? Nafs and shaitan. That's it. Understand what I'm saying? So we should go to the root. Don't take on that man. Oh, he spoke me. He deviated me. If he didn't say this, my son wouldn't have gone to this path if he didn't met this person, my wife, if she didn't argue, uncle, auntie. No one is the cause. Who is causing the problem? Nafs, shaitan. End of story. Yes, he doesn't just deviate a person. Rather, he goes further. Allah has given him power to these two factors. They take you beyond that, above that. What do they make you do? Where do they take you beyond deviance? They deceive you. Allahu Akbar. Say Subhanallah. Subhanallah. So another quality of nafs and shaitan. Allah said they don't just deviate you. They'll take you beyond. They'll take you beyond. What is that? They'll deceive you. Because this dunya is a deception. What is dunya? It's a deception. The house of deception. Why is the house of deception? In reality, who's the deception? Nafs and shaitan. It's the house of nafs and shaitan. That's why this dunya is full of deception. If you take these things out of the dunya, then this dunya will become paradise. If you take these evil forces out, the same dunya and Jannah, you'll get the places of paradise. The same wife, children, honey, food and resources. But there'll be no contamination of who? Shaitan and nafs. Very good. You understand what I'm saying now? Well done. So when you extract nafs and shaitan out of everything, then the life of a human becomes Jannati. He's wandering around in paradise then. His life's paradise. The two forces have gone. Then where you stood? In Jannah. In paradise. There's no deception, delusion, deviation. First class, A1, good life. Whatever Allah's hukam comes, he's implementing, subhanAllah. Because that's what will happen in Jannah. Will this happen or not? So why was Jannah created? Yes, and dunya, why is it a house of deception? All fraud you will find here. Why? Because nafs and shaitan are present here. So deception, deviation, he deceives and he deviates. How will he deceive? How? How will these forces deceive? Example. You go to sleep, I go to sleep, you go to sleep, whilst we sleep, we all sleep. After sleeping, eyes close, and then that bed doesn't stay a bed. And you'll be wandering around in a palace, 3 or 4 wives, you're wandering around, happy after a while, 30 minutes, 4 hours, 5 hours, your eyes open. Oh, you're there on the same mattress, it was a dream. And you see businesses were flourishing, money, income, all the things happen in the dream, isn't it? Isn't it nowadays, somebody becomes this and that, eyes open, oh, I'm still there, it's lying in the same mattress. Quickly go after going to work, buy the shopping, back to earth, washes his face and off he goes. So what he sees in the dream, has he become the king? What's the reality? He's still there on planet earth, same person. What he was, he still is, isn't it? So this is the situation of deception. Deceiving. Nafs and shaitan, they deceive us in such a way, you're this, you're that, don't ask. And in Jannah you will go and your amal are great, your Hazrat Sahib, you're pious, you've reached. Who's this? Nafs and shaitan. Understand my point. What's going on here? They are taking you beyond the deviation, they deceive you. Yeah, if you're deviated, you still be saved. You slap him a few times. Come on, pray Salah, do this and that. He's fine. But the person who's deviated, ooh, very difficult. Yeah, who's deceived. He says, no, I'm a king. I'm pious. I'm better than others. I'm very good. Don't tell me I'm bad. I'm this, I'm that. Because he's been deceived by nafs and shaitan. And when a person's deceived, then he makes other people look lower. And he thinks he's better. Such a deception he gives that until death, that person cannot implement tawbah, repentance. Understood these points, me and you. Me and you. Understand these points today. He deviates. Then after that second action, he deceives that you are what you are not. He presents to you, you're a thief. And you steal and you stood in the fire of Jannah. But he makes you feel as if you stood in Jannah. Oh, you're of paradise. You're forgiven. You're beyond everyone else. Mad man, don't worry about this. You've just done this. You've done this worship. You're pious. Now, people like this, aren't they? Many, I can show you. Demonstrate. And what are we? We're all the same on the same platform. When the eyes will open, when will the eye open? Yeah, just like in the morning after a dream, your eyes open the mattress. But when will our morning arrive? After death. Then the morning will arrive. Here, the morning is not on the mattress, it's in the grave when the morning will arrive. The eye will open suddenly. Whose? And our deception. Yes, we will see, where's my maqam, what I thought I was, and we'll be slapped up, then beaten, and the hisab accounts will start. Then we'll realize, I will realize that, oh, shaitan deceived me. I wasn't what I thought I was. Is this not the case? Okay. So now these two forces, and they make us do these two actions. It happens with everyone in this dunya. Everyone. So my brothers, I will now put a question. That are we deceived? A. And are we in deception? Are we in deception, a life of deception? Do we think we are what we are, what we aren't? I think I am the best. I'm totally fine. I'm pure. There's no guarantee. What's the criteria or proof that I've got or you've got that we are forgiven or we are good and that when we go to our graves it will become a portion of paradise and we'll get rewards, etc.? What guarantee is there? Has anyone got a guarantee that he's not deceived by shaitan and nafs and that he's not a bad person? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my brothers, Allah ta'ala, with regards to shaitan and nafs, he's mentioned them in the Quran, not in one place, the whole Quran is full of their mention. And clearly Allah said that these are your affirmed enemies. Allah says affirmed, confirmed. What a big word. Allah says, you think you're worshipping me, but you are in reality worshipping these forces. Say subhanAllah. SubhanAllah. In reality, Allah says, you're not worshipping me. Maybe that person is deceiving you. And you think that you're worshipping Allah. No, his deception is very strong. Shaitan and nafs, instead of me, he is making you worship yourself. Or him. You're worshipping your nafs, your desires. He's become your lord at that time. It's not necessarily has to be an idol. Oh, look at these people, they're worshipping idols. No, idols have different forms. The worst idol is where the nafs and shaitan present to you that, oh, this is good. And if every person bows and prostrates to that idol, what is that? Very dangerous forces. Nafs and shaitan, very tight and important subject that we need to understand. So Allah Ta'ala has made it clear that beware. Beware, your life, you should live a life of caution, O mu'min. Not just freely moving where you want, coming, going, when you want, doing what you want. No, every breath and footstep should be trodden very carefully. Very carefully, you need to think about what you're doing. That's why I've told you, Allah Ta'ala says, that these two are your affirmed, avowed enemies. They're your avowed enemies. Because Allah Ta'ala says, the person who's got wisdom, what will he do with the enemy? Say loudly. He will save himself from the enemy. Who? The person who's got akal, who's got wisdom, intellect. If I say, this person's your enemy, if you say, is it? Oh, but your enemy will loot you, hit you, beat you. If I've got akal, I won't even go near him, shake his hand. I'll try to save myself from him. Because I've been told that he's my enemy. And any time he may entrap me or finish me off. So will I not try to be away from the enemy? So my Mawla, our Lord, has told us clearly in the Quran, Allah Ta'ala has defined to us clearly 100%. Nafs and shaitan are your enemies. Allah says, I'm telling you for this reason, because you'll have akal. So you will then try to save yourself from these enemies. If you don't save yourself, then what will you become? You will become deviated, deceived. You will fall into their trap. If you don't save yourself from your enemy, then your enemy will beat you. He will kill you. He will steal from you. Loot you. So we need to save ourselves. We can only be safe at that time when we save ourselves from them. When we enforce the security to protect us from them. Allah says, if you want to come to me full of security and protection and free from them, then Allah says, what do you need to do? You need to enforce the protection and security from the shaitan and nafs. Tell me, how many brothers, how many people save themselves from nafs and shaitan? Do we think about this? We're just bopping around all brothers. This life is not just a waste of time. We need to understand the objective of life. We will be severely questioned in the hereafter. Severely questioned. And that's why Allah Ta'ala is trying to forcefully explain to us in some ways that these are your avowed enemies. They're dangerous for you. So why do you want me to be soft to you when I told you clearly, Allah Ta'ala says, then why weren't you cautious? Why were you living the life of an animal? Is Allah Ta'ala not telling us today? Many times over. So if we want to be safe from these two enemies, nafs and shaitan, what do we need to do? We need to protect ourselves from these factors. And that person who will protect himself, save himself, he won't be deviated, he won't be deceived. Only that person can be safe from shaitan nafs, who wants to be safe from shaitan and nafs. Listen to what I'm saying carefully. That no person, man or woman, in this world, nobody can be saved from nafs and shaitan apart from that person who wants to be saved from nafs and shaitan. That person saved. Say subhanAllah. SubhanAllah. Understand my point. Say simply, no man or woman can be saved from nafs and shaitan. Allah has announced, no man or woman can be saved from nafs and shaitan apart from those people who want to be protected from them. SubhanAllah. Very simple, isn't it? Yeah? So do you want to be protected and saved? Say loudly. Yes, inshallah. Now you've understood. No, I'm saved already. How can you be saved already? Tell me. Explain, what have you done to be saved from nafs and shaitan? to be saved and protected, you have to do something. I say you can only protect yourself from this enemy when you use the resources and tools to save yourself. How? You say to me, what shall I do? What security precautions shall I implement? Etc. So if we don't even try to save ourselves from shaitan and nafs, then are we not amongst those people, Allah forgive, that we are deviated and deceived by shaitan and nafs? May Allah forgive that He's making us do the ibadah He wants. He's making us do tawaf around Him the way He wants. Sounds weird, very weird, but probably because you've not heard these words before. Rather, I'd say you've probably never heard of them before. These gatherings of the Sufis, this is what you learn in these gatherings, subhanAllah. Yeah? Yeah? They speak unique topics, away from the general common topics. Different spices and herbs and salts. And a person shakes. Are you shaking a bit today? Shaking a bit, thinking, yeah, you'll enjoy it at the end, you'll start to float because you'll understand the solution. Yet the Sufi, that's why he's walking around light. I've cracked that jackpot. So you'll be happy, inshallah, at the end. That until today we haven't tried even to save ourselves from shaitan and nafs. You'll be happy at the end when you learn the solution. So only that person will be saved from nafs and shaitan who wants to be saved. Well, I will say, Allah has told us, how can you be saved? How can you protect yourself? Allah has clearly explained the solution. If you want to be protected from nafs and shaitan, then Allah says, I'll tell you the solution. When I tell you the solution, the person who then tries to practice according to that solution, then that person saves. Say, subhanAllah, subhanAllah. End of story. Easy. Yeah? Clues come out. Clues come out. Nafs and shaitan, to be saved from them, there's one method. One method, my brothers. One method. Yes? That every person in the universe, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his sunnahs, the methods of his sunnahs, say subhanallah. Say again, subhanallah. That's the solution. There's only one way. Allah Ta'ala said, if you want to break nafs, if you want to break shaitan, you want to be protected from the trickery of shaitan nafs, there's only one method. What is that? Allah says, implement the methods of the sunnahs of my Habib. That's why Allah says, وَمَن يُطِعِ اللَّهَ فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا. وَمَن يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا. Whoever takes hold of my path and my Habib's path is successful. Why is he successful? Because nafs and shaitan deceived you, deviated you, they've passed. If you follow them, if you prostrate to shaitan and nafs, Allah, shaitan and nafs will say that he thought I was the Lord and he used to worship me and prostrate to me and bow to me and I was his destination and everything he did, he followed me. Say nafs and shaitan. Allah says, if you bow to me and follow the sunnahs, then you say la to everything else and you succeed. So there are two opposite ways. Allah Ta'ala says that successful is that person, faqad faza fawzan azima. The person who's grabbed out of my orders and implemented the method of who? The sunnahs of my Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَزِيمًا. Then impossible, the question doesn't arise that he follows nafs and shaitan. But when his actions are all according to the sunnah, then nafs and shaitan cannot pollute his lifestyle. Shaitan cannot pollute his lifestyle. Nafs says, don't do this, don't do this, don't do this, don't do this. But you know it's a sin. Nafs says, do it, do it, do it. You say, no, I've got to follow the sunnah. I've got to follow this sunnah. Nafs says, no, don't do it, don't do it. When he grabs the sunnah, then the deception is extracted from his life. That's success. But the person who follows nafs and is guided by his nafs, then he doesn't worship Allah. He's worshipping his desires. And he continues to prostrate his desires. Half this, half that. Inside something, outside something. Appearing something, inside something else. He has no tarteeb or flow of life. But the person who implements the sunnahs from top to bottom, inside to the outside, forward to the back, total human being that person will be. Complete, no deception. What a great statement. Great fact. Great fact. Yes, there's a hadith in Sahih Tirmidhi, and I'll present that to you. This subject comes from Bukhari and Muslim, but the further tradition narration, it continues. The whole hadith that is narrated is in Sahih Bukhari Muslim. But the further narration in Tirmidhi, Nisa'i, the hadith I'll present to you, inshallah, you'll understand the topic and what we're trying to discuss today. Do you understand what I'm saying? So now what we need to see to be saved, protected, first thing we need to see is that am I a mu'min or not? First question. Obviously, am I in deception of shaitan or am I a Muslim? Or am I a Muslim? First question, that am I a mu'min, believer, a Muslim? I'm prostrating to Allah or am I prostrating to someone else? Another force. Yes, because the kamil mu'min will be successful. The complete mu'min will be successful. Isn't this the case? So then let's listen to the hadith. Yes, and let's look ourselves in that mirror and analyze and assess ourselves, because sunnah's coming. That if anybody wants to determine, am I a complete mu'min or not? Do you want to determine this? If you don't want to determine, then you're off the tracks. Yeah, if I don't have this concern, am I a Muslim? Am I a good Muslim? Am I a complete Muslim? Oh, it's okay, I pray Salah. Deception. Am I praying Salah to him? To Shaitan Nafsu Allah? Oh no, you go on Hajj and you kept the fast. Deception. Listen, this is the whispering of Shaitan Nafsu. There's no guarantee that you're a mu'min. Where will the guarantee come from? Subhanallah. The guide to the whole of humanity, humankind. And what did Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam say to us? That those people who want to realize and learn and affirm that am I a complete mu'min? Am I a real Muslim who will succeed? How will he realize? How will I realize and find out? So on this I have to learn and know who am I? I should learn who am I? I need to first get to know myself. Not that I deceive myself. So today sitting here, I stand in front of the mirror and I assess myself. Look at your picture. Your portrait. Am I right, wrong, polluted, contaminated? I'll realize right now how big a mu'min and kamil insan I am. This is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yes, no one can deviate after listening to this hadith. I shook that 30, 40 minutes ago I looked at this hadith. I didn't see this hadith before that I thought today, what shall I discuss with my friends? By chance, the kitab was in my hand. I saw, tuck, and my heart stopped at this hadith. Subhanallah. I said, this hadith is very beautiful. It's not passed by my eyes before. And upon this, these few words we're discussing, I stopped there and went into maraqabah, that let me think about this. This is a dangerous fact that we're learning today. And that's what I'm sharing with you today, subhanAllah. SubhanAllah. And while we're sitting here, while we're speaking, it's become a bayan. Isn't it? It's become a bayan. Say subhanAllah, subhanAllah. So all of this is whose kamal, not my achievement, not your achievement. This is our niyas were clean, we'll go and we'll learn. Allah saw our niyah, we'll do the dhikr of Allah. No, I need to run my shop now. I need to have a gossip. Oh, I can't eat now. Oh, I can't sleep now. Let's leave all this. Let's go to Allah's dhikr. Maybe we'll succeed. Allah said, these are my beloved servants. I'll deliver them to paradise. Subhanallah. So that's why Allah looked at our intentions and He created this discussion and the topic. So we need to realize and learn today, who am I? Who are we? Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, if you want to know that am I a complete mu'min, am I a Muslim, right or wrong, good or bad, what's the method? Not that, look at salah, his ibadah, nothing else. Ajeeb, the line has gone to a different direction. If you want to realize, if you're a good mu'min, if I want to know, am I a complete mu'min, a good mu'min, then listen clearly. Listen carefully. The kamil complete mu'min will be that person. Kamil mu'min will be that person who people will say that they will entrust him with their, with what? Ajeeb, azeem words. Those people in the dunya who will entrust him with their life and their wealth. They consider that they can entrust him with their life and with their wealth. What a great and beautiful hadith, subhanAllah. Kamil mu'min, the complete mu'min will be that person. Ibadah is not coming to this. Another point is coming. Highest grade point is coming. The kamil mu'min will be that person who people have come in. Which people? The non-believers, the believers, Muslims, everyone. Who people think that they can entrust him with their wealth and with their bodies. They think that they can entrust him. Subhanallah. In other words, when people consider me, when they say that this individual is such, that he will never speak bad about me. That my body, my life, and my mal, I'm totally in the form of protection. Doesn't matter what type of person he is, from whichever religion he is, he trusts you that he can never give me loss. Yes, that he's haleem, he's soft, he's tender, he's beautiful in his characteristics. Nabi al-Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's character was totally like this. You can see this. Subhanallah. His words, subhanallah, he would speak and he would implement. Is this the case? That no non-believer could say that Rasulullah is this and this and this. Everyone had yaqeen that they accepted he was honest. And what did they? Why did they not accept him? Because of nafs and shaitan. So now we understand the subject. So the kamil mu'min The complete mu'min, the sign of him, whether he has a sign of prostration, no, forget all that. Forget all of that. Every man, every person, whatever religion he's from, whatever background he's from, he has yaqeen that this individual, about my regards to my life and my wealth, he is totally trustworthy, he can never deliver me loss. We don't even ask the people at home, will your wife trust you? She'll hide things from you. She'll say, oh, no, don't tell him where my money is. He'll take my money and buy things with my money. Character, we need character. Iman for Jannah, we need character. We need this ibadah of akhlaq. The biggest ibadah is akhlaq. No one works on this. Why will the Sufis be successful in the Akhirah? Why will Jannah open up for them? Why will the people of the world, why do the people in the world remember them thousands of years after today? Why do people remember Mujaddid al-Afthani, alhamdulillah? Why do people remember Hazrat Khwaja Muhinuddin Chishti, alhamdulillah? Why do people remember Abdul Qadir Jilani, alhamdulillah? There was no special other factor. They prayed Salah, same Ibadah, same Hajj. Maybe they did less. Hazrat Mujaddid al-Afthani didn't even do Hajj. He didn't even do Umrah. Tell me. Yes, and he's Mujaddid al-Afthani. That no wali Allah until now could have reached to that maqam, his status. Mujaddad of after 1,000 years, he came to revive the deen. No one up till now has reached to his status from the awli Allah. Say subhanallah. What was he? What did he have? He had this factor. Subhanallah. He had this maqam, this status, this level. That life, wealth, both. Every person should attest that he won't consume my wealth. Oh, take 100 rupees. He promised that when will I give back to you? Close your eyes and he trusts that person that he'll give me that money. People will swear that he'll take your money. The question doesn't arise that he'll consume your money. Aren't there people like this in the world? These are the kamil mu'mins. The complete mu'mins. So we should now stand in front of this mirror. According to this hadith, we speak about ourselves. I should stand in front of the mirror. You should all stand from this mirror. Now, what kind of Muslims are we? If this character has come into us, alhamdulillah, that we understand this, isn't it? That he won't lie. He will never backbite against me. He never say bad about me. Why will he hit me? Why will he beat me? Why will he inflict pain on me? Why will he deceive me? Every man, even the enemy, accepts that no, yaar, this man cannot do this to me. I trust him. Yes, that this person who will do this to you, he says, I cannot imagine that with regards to me, he will say this. No, he's your enemy. He may be my enemy, but I know his character. He will never speak like this or do this. And whose status is this? The kamil, complete mu'min has this status. Subhanallah. Say subhanallah. Now we need to think that we need to attain these characteristics. We need to work hard on this. Otherwise the same situation, deviated and deceived. And when will the eyes open? In the grave. Recognize this fact, brothers, work on this. Make improvement. I've told you the method to make improvement. What is that? In our lives, we need to mirror ourselves with the Holy Prophet and implement his tariqah. That's it. When we promise this to ourselves, that every action we're going to do is according to the Sunnah Sharifa, the Prophet ﷺ's tariqah will go there, that way first. We're about to implement business. Okay, I need to do business with this brother. What's the tariqah according to the sunnah? Close your eyes and follow that path. Alhamdulillah, you won't be deceived and nor will you be deceived. You will not deceive, nor will you be deceived. The kamil mu'min, his sign is that nobody can deceive him. Never can the mu'min be inflicted pain the same twice because he's kamil. That's his quality, characteristic, that when he's not deceived anyone else, then Allah saves him as well from everyone's deception. He will never get pain or problems. This individual in this day and age, the whole world is against him. Everyone's saying, no, but he sleeps with ease because he knows that everyone's against me. They want to hit me or inflict pain on me. They have got total enmity with me, my own and the strangers. But why doesn't he have any concern, worry? Because he says that I don't deceive anybody. I don't deviate anybody. I've never deceived anyone. Yeah, because that's the sign of the kamil mu'min. Why? Because in his life, he's implemented the sunnah. He's lived his life according to the way of the Prophet ﷺ. If you implement business, you conduct business according to sunnah, then nobody will deceive you in business. If at home, your ma'mulat with your wife and children according to the sunnah, inshallah, your children will not deceive you. That's why children are disobedient. That's where children deceive, and there's facade and quarrels and fights and arguments. That's happening everywhere. Why is our society broken? For this reason, that from our homes, the sunnah of Rasulullah's, his tariqah method has gone. Child, son is disobedient, daughter is disobedient, problems at home, wife is this, and arguments and quarrels, magic, evil forces and jinns, nothing. None of this. If you become the Kamil Mu'min, then the jinnat will become your friends. They will come to you to ask you to do dua. I swear by Allah on this prayer mat, I'm telling you this. Listen, that people come to you, come, there's a pious person there, let's go there and ask him to do dua. They'll come in the form of human beings to you and ask you to do dua. Yes, there's no one greater than the human being. There's no greater status than the one that the human being has. Even the jinn says himself, do you know this man? Do you know why they're scared of us? It's amazed. They say that why is the man scared of us? The jinn say that he's got such a force and power. He's got the action of the Holy Prophet, one action, that for example, if he was to attack us, we'd be finished. We are nothing compared to human beings, say the jinns. But they make us their Lord. The jinns say that he's worshipping us, and the shaitan and nafs, they deviate us. The whole world is running around afraid of jinnat. You have people running businesses. I'll extract the jinns from you, the evil forces from you. Why? For this reason, because we are deviated ourselves. We are in deception. May Allah forgive. That this life, that we've left the life of the sunnah, we've run after the jinnat. Think about the first night in the qabr grave. Where will our salah go, ibadah go, when we are afraid of them? This ma'ashra society, show me a man. Yes, I've seen a man's just gone from this side, and from behind his back, people are backbiting. He's just passed this path, they say bad about him. Oh, we know him, he's this, he was just doing this, we know what he's about. Look what he's announcing, and look what he'll do now. Yes, I was surprised, just coming out of the masjid is difficult, about the same person who is leading the salah. You're slandering him, backbiting him, I'm giving examples. Just doing dhikr, says, oh, this was an ajeeb situation. What's the reason for this? That we are all in the deception of nafs and shaitan. We should open our eyes, and we should put our life on such a path where a guarantee comes from the Prophet ﷺ that he is the Kamil Mu'min. He is the Kamil Mu'min. Subhanallah. So what we need to see is that as this quality and attribute characteristic come into our life, as this, if we instill this into our life, that people should attest. What do we say? We ourselves say to ourselves, in front of the mirror we'll stand, wow, you're a good man, you're wali Allah, you got a high status, people are praising you, you are this and that, you're a big shot, you're pious, and in front of the mirror he thinks he's the best. He's praising himself, glorifying himself, and that when, for example, people don't praise him, he says, why aren't you praising me? He's upset with those people. And if someone tells him the truth, then he's upset. And he thinks it's a difficulty. So big deception. Big deception should be independent from the dunya. Detach yourself from the dunya. Nobody should praise you, glorify you, and worry about that at all. Close your ears, see your ears. You don't want to hear the praises, nor do you want to hear the bad taunts. Just one thing you should understand, subhanAllah. That you shouldn't even know, and people should be praising you when you're not even there. And that's been confirmed. Does anybody praise me and you behind our backs? Tell me, have you ever heard someone say, oh, he's a good man? Yeah, good things is based on two things. That you shouldn't inflict loss to anyone, nor should you consume anyone's wealth, nor should you swear to anyone, nor should you do bad things to anyone. Otherwise people say, oh no, save yourself from him. Don't look at his beard. I've seen many people with beards. Oh, I've seen people praying salah. Don't look at ibadat. Don't look at his worship. The worship, it is lowering that person because he doesn't have a character. And then they blame his ibadat. Oh, I've seen hajis. Shall I tell you what hajis done? Shall I tell you what he does? That every year he goes on hajj, what he does. Is this the case in our society today? This is the reason. Because that person is worshipping shaitan. Yes, and the enjoyment is in this. The enjoyment is this, that even the enemy should say, he's a good man. He's a good man. I don't agree with him, but he's a good man. So my brothers, may Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. We are alive still. Let's understand the real true deen. Understand the hisab of the akhirah. What will be the accounting of the akhirah? What will happen to us? And that will be questioned. Wahid, one path Allah Ta'ala has defined to us. One and only path Allah has defined to us. I swear by Allah. If me and you grab hold of that path with firmness and strongly, what is that path? The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam sunnah, his method, his pathway. Then thousands of deceptions we will be saved from. Every action, not just Three of our actions we've done, we made our face like the sunnah. This isn't just sunnah, external appearance. Sunnah is everything in the life, even sleeping, waking up, and going to the toilet. Okay, fine. You've kept the beard and attire, etc. Will shaitan not influence you in other things? If you're going to the toilet, not according to the sunnah, then he'll come and deceive you there then. Wherever you leave the sunnah, you've opened the door for nafs and shaitan to deceive you. Remember this. Such big books, mashallah, the friends of Allah, the pious elders have written books on what? Just not about the sunnah, how to eat, how to wear clothes, attire, how to sit, how to sleep. As Arif Billah has a sheikh in his blessed company, Allah Ta'ala sent me and I sat in his blessed company, has a Dr. Abdul Hayy Rahmatullah Alayhi. Such a kitab that at that time the ulama ikram, the respective scholars, Hazrat Mufti Shafi Rahmatullah, stood and said, Subhanallah, that he wasn't even an alim, he wasn't a scholar. Hazrat Dr. Abdullah, he said, what a great achievement. And he was spoken about in Medina about his kitab. Why? Because it was all sunnah of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That how should you eat and drink and wear and go and come in the home. Every individual, when he is a child, he should be taught and explained to about the sunnah. We don't even know about the sunnahs. We have no realization. Okay, fine. We have a taste and a desire. We might give them the Quran, make them hafiz or qari, become this and that. Alhamdulillah. Very good. But this is not just deen on its own. Deen will become from where? From the tariqah, the method of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's what we need to implement and grab hold of. Teach your children, no son, sit here, eat like this, drink like this, do this action, X, Y, Z. I'll speak to you about a child of today. Ajib, unique point. In Qatar, just a few days ago, it wasn't raining. A girl, three and a half years old, look at Iman and compare to our Iman. How old is she? 3.5 years old. And in the Middle East, you'll have seen the culture in Medina, Makkah. You'll have been there, I've seen this myself. That when there's no rain, then what do? That they don't do any other action. In Arabs, you see these things, they don't do anything straightforward. What they do, they grab hold of the tariqah of the sunnah. Have you seen this? They pray salah. What's that salah? Istisqa. Salatul istisqa. Yes, so that child, look at her achievement. And a young child, look at her iman. That when it wasn't raining there in her locality, then she said to her mother and father that this dua, that why are you not doing this dua? And she said, Mama, if we recite this dua, then I've got total yakin, Allah Ta'ala will immediately send the rain. By chance, what happened is that she did this action, they announced, the people in that locality, they announced that there'll be salah for rain, please come. So that child, she went there, and she hadn't even lowered her hands after dua, that suddenly the clouds of rain came. Subhanallah. And she said, Mama, didn't I say that Allah will immediately listen to the du'as and the prayers? And if we ask, Allah will give it straight away. Subhanallah. This is Iman. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam sunnah is so great and fantastic that it changes the system around us. I tell you that we don't know about rain, or we have issues and there are problems. But look at the kamal, the achievement. As soon as you adopt the sunnah methodology, you gather for salah, the hands haven't even lowered, and the clouds, the rain clouds gathered, and the rain started to drop. Subhanallah. So brothers, this is a reality that's been recorded in Tirmidhi, the hadith I've told you, inshallah. I will try, most of all. I am in need of this. And also you please look at yourselves and assess yourselves, that which maqam are we stood on. Don't come into deception. No. That this tariqah has been told, that if I'm like this, then my maqam should be like this. That nobody should experience pain from my hand, from my body, from my life. I shouldn't lie, backbite, do this or that. When we leave all of these bad actions, you experience this. That if someone who's your enemy, your worst enemy, is pestering you, and he's not leaving you, and he's putting you into difficulty and problems, and he's ready to fight you, and he wants to grab hold of your maal, your wealth, and adopt one method. Adopt the method of the sunnah. What is that? That you leave backbiting that person, and don't speak bad of that person, and do dua for that person, which is the sunnah of Rasulullah. That Allah Ta'ala give him hidayah. and make him a good person for me. And me a good person for him. This is such a beautiful dua for the enemy. Not just these are beautiful duas that we can even recite for the enemy. And until the point of iman, the Prophet ﷺ asked for the person's iman. That if you do this action for 1 week, if that enemy doesn't come to you and ask for forgiveness, then come and tell me. Subhanallah. This is the method of the master of the two worlds. My brothers, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if we implement it, the biggest enemy will soften. It's not the method of the enemy that you beat him and bring him down and seek revenge on him. No. Rasulullah's sunnah is this, that learn how to forgive your enemies. If they're swearing at you, give dua to that person. If he's scolding you, say, no problem, no worries, no issue. You'll see yourself that his direction will change and he will soften and he'll start to love you and he'll start to have affection for you. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Ameen.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين شفيع المذنبين دعوة يزيد ونبي أمين اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد نبي الأمي وزوجه أمهات المؤمنين وزوجاته وأهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وسلم تسليما دائما أبدا كثيرا 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 اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وظلمنا وفضلنا وجدنا وخطأنا وعملنا كل ذلك عندنا ربنا إننا آمنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وقنا عذاب النار ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وقنا عذاب القبر وقنا عذاب الحشر وقنا عذاب الميزان وادخلنا الجنة مع الأبرار يا عزيز يا غفور يا رب العالمين ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان وأشرنا يوم القيامة مع الإيمان اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم اللهم استعبنا بسنته ونفعنا بمحبته واشرنا في زمرته يا كريم اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك يا قاضي الحاجات اقطع حاجاتنا يا داعي البليات ادفع بلياتنا يا شافي الأمراض اشفى مرادنا يا شافي الأمراض اشفى مرادنا يا شافي الأمراض اشفى مرادنا اللهم عافنا في بدني اللهم عافنا في سمعي اللهم عافنا في بصري اللهم عافنا في قلبي يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا ہمارے بولٹن کے ساتھی ہیں ان کے والد صاحب پاکستان میں انتقال فرما گئے ان کے لیے دعا فرمائے اور ایک ہمارے سلسلے کی بہت ہی نیک پارسا خاتون تھیں جسوری میں وہ انتقال فرما گئی ہیں بہت اچھی آخرت ہے ان کے لیے، دعا فرمائے اللہ تعالیٰ ہم سب کو جنت میں اعلیٰ درجہ نصیب فرمائے، تمام اعمالوں کو قبول فرمائے، زندگی کی ساری محنتوں کو قبول فرمائے، اللہ تعالیٰ ان کو بہت ہی اونچے مقام پہ درجہ عطا فرمائے اور سلسلہ نقش بند مقام عطا فرمائے، اور جتنے بھی مومن اور مومنات اس دنیا سے جا چکے ہیں میں نے مولا ہم سب کی بخشش فرما دے، پوری امت کی بخشش فرما دے، پوری امت پہ رحم فرما دے، پوری امت پہ فضل فرما دے، یا اللہ ہماری مصیبتوں کو دور فرما دے، ہماری پریشانی کو دور فرما دے، یا اللہ ہماری پریشانی کو دور فرما دے، یا اللہ ہماری پریشانی کو دور فرما دے، یا اللہ ہمارے اولادوں کو ہماری آنکھوں کی ٹھنڈک بنا دے، یا اللہ ہمارے تمام معاملات کو تو بخوبی جانتا ہے، یا اللہ ہمارے حاجتوں کو تجھ سے بہتر کون جاننے والا ہے، اے میرے مولا ہماری ساری حاجات کو پورا فرما دے، یا کریم اپنے حبیب کے صدقے سے ہماری دعاؤں کو قبول فرما دے، صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علی خیر خلقہ محمد وعلیہ صحابہ اجمعین برحمتک یا ارحم الراحمین، سبحان ربک رب العزت عما یصفون، السلام علی المرسلین، والحمد للہ رب العالمین۔